Time now to hear from you. Last week, we asked for your stories about school principals. Barita Singleton just became a principal 2 weeks ago at St. Aloysius in Harlem. She wrote in about her inspiration, Sister Anita James, who once gave her a nearly impossible assignment the week before the Christmas concert.
One of our English teachers normally played the bass, the string bass, in the Christmas concert. And I think the teacher had pneumonia. So Sister James said to me, "Well, Barita, I'd like you to do me a favor." And I said, "Sure, Sister. What would you like me to do?" And she said, "You know, Miss King is sick, and I need a bass player. So I'm going to send you today for a lesson." So I said to her, I said, "Sister, you know, I'm 5'5", so usually I think of bass players as being at least like 5'8", 5'9", or taller." So she said, "Oh, dear, you're going to do just fine." So I went for the lesson, and I came back the next day. And she said, "How was it?" And I said, "Oh, it was fine, Sister." I said, "When do I go for my next lesson?" She said, "Oh, honey, you'll be fine." She said, "You can take the bass home and practice over the weekend." So here I am. To this day, I still can't believe I actually did this, but my dad had a car that was not very big, so I couldn't fit the bass in his car. So I had to take it home on the trolley. So you can only imagine the stares I got on the trolley car when I get home with this huge bass. Oh, my Lord, it was too funny. Of course, my parents, I get home, and my mother's like, "What are you doing?" But this bass, I said, "Oh, Sister James wants me to play the bass in the Christmas concert." And she says, "What?" So, at any rate, I practiced, and I played the bass at the Christmas concert, and she told me it was fine. Sister certainly was the kind of person that, if she really thought you had a gift, you were on, and she expected you just to step up to the plate. I think in some ways, in my teaching career, I have asked students for the impossible, and I'm always grateful when students come back to say, "Thank you for pushing me a little bit. Thank you for knowing that I really could succeed."
And now that December is upon us, we decided to make next week's homework assignment about snow. Tell us a story about the first time you saw it, tasted it, or rolled it into a ball and broke the kitchen window with it. Send your tale to homework@npr.org and make sure you include a phone number.